FBI agents were authorized to use deadly force at Mar-a-Lago when seizing documents. By Christina Wong on May 22, 2024. FBI agents were authorized to use deadly force if necessary during the raid of Mar-a-Lago when seizing suspected classified documents, according to court filings recently unsealed by Judge Aileen Cannon in the Trump documents case in Florida. The filings revealed there was an operations order that contained a policy statement regarding the use of deadly force when seizing documents at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. It said, law enforcement officers of the Department of Justice may use deadly force when necessary, as first highlighted by journalist Julie Kelly. The authorization of deadly force prompted shock and outrage from former President Donald Trump and his supporters. Trump posted on Truth Social. Wow. I just came out of the Biden witch hunt trial in Manhattan, the icebox, and was shown reports that crooked Joe Biden's DOJ, in their illegal and unconstitutional raid of Mar-a-Lago, authorized the FBI to use deadly, lethal, force. Now we know, for sure, that Joe Biden is a serious threat to democracy. He is mentally unfit to hold office, 25th Amendment. The FBI issued a statement, arguing that it followed standard protocol. The FBI followed standard protocol in this search as we do for all search warrants, which includes a standard policy statement limiting the use of deadly force. No one ordered additional steps to be taken and there was no departure from the norm in this matter, the statement said, according to ABC News. However, Dan Bongino, conservative radio show host and former law enforcement officer, argued that that assertion was bullshit. He posted on X. This is absolutely a big deal. Don't buy the bullshit otherwise. It was not a standard op. The mall raid was an unprecedented action with significant potential for confusion and blue-on-blue issues and conflict. It also involved competing equities between federal agencies, FBI and USSS, with equal statutory claims to interrupt the other's activities. Anyone telling you otherwise is either dumb, or playing dumb. I've done more deconfliction with Russians in a foreign op I did for the USSS than the FBI did in their search warrant at Mall. Only a dumbass would pitch the it's the standard paperwork line. Go serve a search warrant at the White House in the cocaine case while filling out your standard paperwork and see how that works out for you. Wake up. Mike Cernovich, a conservative commentator, argued that standard procedures would not apply to a former president under Secret Service protection. It's sketchy as hell to see people acting like this was an ordinary raid and that usual policies would apply, he said on X. The filings also showed that FBI agents were instructed on what to do if Trump arrived at Mar-a-Lago. Should FITIS arrive at Mall, FBI, MMEM and OSCs will be prepared to engage with FITIS and USSS security team, it said. It also instructed FBI agents on what to do if Trump's Secret Service team provided resistance or interfered with FBI timeline or accesses. The filings also suggested that FBI agents were prepared to search each guest room as well. Oh my God. Armed FBI agents were preparing to confront Trump and even engage Secret Service if necessary. They were going to go door to door to terrorize mall guests and even pick the locks. GestapoPic.twitter.com/VyWarIpvil. Julie Kelly, at Julie_Kelly2, May 21, 2024. The FBI also had a medic on the scene and identified a local trauma center in the case anyone was injured during the raid. FBI had a medic on the scene and identified a local trauma center for anyone injured during the raid. At JudiciaryGOPPic.twitter.com/VAlsPoosp. Julie Kelly, at Julie_Kelly2, May 21, 2024. Kelly noted that Biden Attorney General Merrick Garland had authorized the raid, which had the potential of ending in a deadly confrontation. Here is the use of deadly force instructions attached to the FBI's operational instructions. Head of Washington FBI Field Office when this was executed, Stephen D'Anciuono. Recall who authorized the raid, Merrick Garland. The FBI risked the lives of Donald Trump, his family, his. Pic.twitter.com/clubwgv. Julie Kelly, at Julie_Kelly2, May 21, 2024. Mike Davis, legal expert and founder of the Article 3 Project, argued that Garland authorizing a raid on Mar-a-Lago knowing the use of deadly force would be standard protocol makes it worse for Biden and Garland. It's even worse Biden and Garland authorized this raid on Trump. Knowing deadly force is standard protocol, he posted. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, called the authorization of deadly force grounds for impeachment of FBI Director Christopher Wray and Garland. Trump and team was cooperating the entire time with the FBI. Was deadly force authorized against Biden for his docs? Were they going to shoot SS then pray Trump, Melania, and Barron too? She then slammed Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, for funding the Justice Department and the FBI, as well as a new FBI building. Speaker Mike Johnson fully funded the DOJ and FBI plus new building and tied our hands behind our backs to hold them accountable. We have the power of the person Johnson has handed the purse to Chuck Schumer. All of this is unforgivable. Representative Jim Banks, RN, a U.S. Senate candidate, called Biden a threat to democracy. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, suggested he could call Garland to testify to the Senate. The Justice Department signed off on the FBI raid to search for allegedly classified materials it suspected that Trump had taken to Mar-a-Lago after leaving office. Special Counsel Jack Smith has charged Trump with 37 counts that include willfully retaining national defense information in violation of the Espionage Act, making false statements, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Trump has pleaded not guilty. Watch, Rubio, Biden admin's goal is to politically harm and intimidate Trump with FBI raid. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.